Breaking news, Buffalo Wild Wings.
We could do that.
Former Hooters location in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania.
If I could get through it without laughing, we could do that.
This just in, the Beer Busters Podcast Basement, Buffalo Wild Wings will be opening in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania.
Dun, dun, dun.
.com.
Dun, dun.
We go not live now to the scene.
Well, yes, Wayne, I'm here outside the Buffalo Wild Wings future location at the former Hooters building in the parking lot of the Crown Plaza Hotel.
And Godzilla is here.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
And back to Wayne describing his beer.
Or Dan.
Or Dan describing his
I'll
beer.
I'll describe it.
You're fired, man.
Back to Dwayne describing his beer.
So last show we were we
or
naked,
Dane, which
we had
Dane works, yeah. Dane.
Jess, and during the game I called her Jeff.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Randomly. Anyway,
at least you didn't call him like Danielle or something.
That's true.
Well, then I called him Dorothy afterwards on purpose. But and I believe you called me Wanda or Wendy.
Wendy, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway, Firestone Walker.
And take a moment to make love to them.
Just a moment.
This beer reminds me of masturbating.
Just tar and lonely the whole way through.
This beer is faptastic.
Oh, jeez.
Too far?
Distill it down to its essence.
Too far? Anyway.
You're getting some good outtakes today.
My first thought is skeet, skeet, skeet.
So, Wayne, take it away.
All right.
Music.
Need music.
Maestro.
Need inspiration. And so now, we are going to play another similar to but legally distinct from Mad Libs game. And this one actually comes from Lou Bryson's blog. This was posted on loubryson.blogspot.com way back in, I believe, 2010 was the date of it. But it was pretty interesting. So I thought we'd go ahead and give it a shot. And we're going to begin.
Lou's awesome.
To my left with Dan.
You know, you said your left and you started reaching to your right for something, and I thought you were dyslexic for a second.
No, just, there was a nice goblet.
Wishful thinking.
Snifter that I needed to get in front of me because it makes me feel cool.
Okay.
So, Dan, from you, I need an event.
GABF.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, nice.
GABF. Moving on to John. From you, I need the name of a city.
Detroit.
Detroit.
That's depressing.
Steph, from you, I need a past tense verb, a verb commonly ending in ED.
Cross-examined.
Cross-examined. All right. The longer your answers are,
Detroit.
The longer it takes to move on to the next one. As I write it down. Moving back to Dan. From you, I need a number, a quantity, an amount, a mathematical expression.
42.
42, of course. Oh, yes. Please fill my glass
you
with
gave
beer.
Me a lot of that beer stuff.
You said you wanted...
That's true.
Over to John. And from you, I also need a number.
Maybe you should pour some in Wayne's
glass. The square root of 1.
Oh, the square root of... Well, how about the square root of negative 1?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
imaginary number.
Imaginary
that's
number.
What I was going for.
Square root of negative 1, imaginary number.
I failed at geeking.
Fair. Close enough. Moving on to Steph, and from you, I need an adverb.
Oh, crap.
Remind our listeners, what's an adverb?
An adverb is an adjective-like verb that describes a verb that commonly end in L-Y.
Suddenly.
Suddenly. Suddenly.
Is that an adverb? Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. Just give me a second here because I think I skipped something. Okay. Dan, from you, I need an adjective.
Hoppy.
Hoppy. Fair enough. All right. Hoppy. I think you said happy on the last one, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
And now we're going with hoppy. Okay. John, from you, I need another adjective.
Sprightly.
Sprightly. Very good. Very good. Steph, adjective.
Amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
Come on.
Amazeballs. Dan's adjective.
Awesome sauce.
That's not an adjective, that's a noun.
No, it's not.
It can be an adjective, too.
I've always used it as a...
That was so awesome sauce.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. John, I need a beer style.
Dark Saison.
Ooh, dark side of the farmhouse. Dark Saison. Steph, I need a verb.
Hijack.
Hijack, okay. Dan, you're good at this. I need a color.
Smooth is not a color.
Smooth is not a color.
Chartreuse.
John, noun.
Debbie Downer.
Debbie Down. I should have made these spaces bigger. Steph, noun as well.
Placebo.
Placebo, okay. Fair enough. Dan, noun.
I have to try to think of a good one.
Or A1.
Vegan cheese it.
Should have just said A1.
Yeah. Vegan.
Have an A1 day.
John, noun.
Spartan.
Spartan. All right, Spartan. Okay. Steph, I need a verb.
Jiving.
Jiving. Jive.
Jive. Jive turkey.
Or jive. Depending on the context.
Depending on the context.
Dan, noun.
Enterprise.
Enterprise. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read this. moving on to John. Verb ending in S.
Slinks.
Slinks like a slinky. Steph, I need an adjective which describes size.
What?
Ginormous.
Ginormous. I'm not trying to spell
the male audience just got very happy.
Yes. Dan, from you, I need a past tense verb.
Past
that
tense
which has already
verb.
Happened.
Verb. Drove.
Drove me to drink. And John, I need yet another number.
Oh. This is so long.
This is a long one, I'm sorry.
17,624.
Steph, I need another number. 2, thanks.
Pie.
Dan,
pie.
I need a pie, okay. Dan, I need a plural noun.
Plural noun, animal crackers.
Animal crackers. Organic animal crackers. John, a first and last name. Debbie
Eric,
Downer?
Eric Filamensteigerman.
Eric Filamensteigerman. Steph, adverb.
Oh, come on. Crappily.
Crappily. Dan, adjective. Blue, okay.
Watery.
Watery. John, another number. Jesus.
Smooth.
Nice. 6.5?
Six.
The mark of the beast. 667. The neighbor of the beast. Steph, I need another number.
2.
God, Lou Bryson. Come on.
2.
2. Dan, mercifully, another number.
Oh, my
what
God.
What is it with the numbers?
2,636,722.
2,636,722, right?
Yep.
Okay, John, verb for the final word.
Thank God.
Yay.
Mercifully.
That's not a verb.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be an adverb?
Oh, an English major.
Terminate.
Terminate.
There you go.
Terminate with extreme prejudice. Okay. Finally. We are ready to recite this story, and I've got words and arrows and crap all over the place, so I don't know how this is going to go, but we're going to give it a shot anyway. The National Homebrewers, GABF, was held in Detroit last month, and it cross-examined a lot. There were 42 contestants who brewed a total of -1 beers, most of which were hoppy. Fair enough. The judges suddenly disqualified most of the beers, saying they were either too sprightly or not amazeballs enough.
Seriously, you want your beer to be amazeballs?
Amazeballs, obviously. The brewers of the disqualified beers said the judges were all too awesome sauce. The second place beer, a dark saison, made the judges hijack with pleasure. As opposed to lowjacking with pleasure. They liked the chartreuse color and the rich aroma of Debbie Downer and the complex flavor of placebo, vegan Cheez-It, and Spartan. Spartan is a rare flavor to find in beers. Two judges said the beer really deserved to jive. But they all agree that the first place beer was an enterprise. It really slinks. One judge drove. It was a ginormous beer with 17,624 IBUs and a massive pi percent alcohol. It tastes better than organic animal crackers, said the head judge. The winner, Eric Philemon Steigerman, said they had brewed the beer crappily. It's a watery recipe, they said. And it makes 666 gallons of beer for only $2. The judges drank 2,336,722 more glasses of the winning beers, then went out on the town to terminate all night.
Wow.